Okay, you ready?
You're listening to Design Yourself, a podcast to help you figure out what it is that you want and then make it happen. I'm Sharon Lepofsky. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 61 of Design Yourself. I am your host, Sharon, and today I am very delighted to be talking with you all about a topic near and dear to my heart, specifically visionary leadership. Now, before diving in and giving you the kind of direction of where we're going to head in the show today, I also wanted to share a fun personal update. So I have been working on a special project over the last several months, and I will be releasing full details about this in the coming week. But for my dear podcast listeners, I wanted to give you a sneak peek. So you will be hearing about, in the very near future, both a free set of mini webinar courses that I'm going to be hosting over the fall months. So that's coming out, and those are set and ready for all of you. So more coming on that. And then I'm also going to be hosting my first online course. So that's going to be set in early 2018. I'll be talking more this week about what is this course about, but I will plant the seed that for anybody who has a new business or is aspiring to launch their own business, you definitely want to tune in and hear what this is going to look like. So couple of things percolating out there. If you want to be among the first to know the specific details about these courses, please be sure to subscribe to the Point Road community. It's a newsletter that we put out over at pointroadstudios.com. And while you are over there, you can also see this week's original cover art and the show notes for today's episode with links to all the tools, books, resources that I reference as we move through the show. Fun note about the photo used in the cover art for this week. It is of yours truly, and it was a fun shot taken right before a Creative Mornings event that I checked out last month in DC. And by the by, if you've never checked out Creative Mornings, definitely do that. You will not be disappointed. All right, let us dive into the show and this topic of visionary leadership. So what I want to do today is kind of two big buckets. First, I want to do a little bit of context setting. So what is visionary leadership? What do I mean by that? Why does it matter? What happens if it's missing? So there's a few questions that I want to run you through tied to really setting up the context of why am I even talking about this topic? And then, because you all know, I like to get real with some tools and resources and that, okay, now I know it's important, but like, how do I do this? So that's the second bucket, is really to give you a set of steps that you can take to realize your own visionary leadership. So that is where we are headed. Let us start with the context setting. So what is visionary leadership? Well, let's break it down. We've got visionary and we've got leadership. You have heard me talk a ton on this podcast about vision, and that's because being able to name what you want is such a hugely powerful catalyst for moving from idea to reality. And without vision, it's really hard to move forward without a purpose. So visionary leadership is going to have that vision, that kind of guidepost for what is it that I or this organization wants, which allows you to set the direction for where is it that we're headed. And then you've got leadership as the second component of this. And to me, leadership is really about being able to take what you have, almost like that inner belief, that purpose, that vision, to take what you are seeing yourself and be able to communicate it effectively to others. Essentially, leadership is about involving those who are around you. And visionary leadership is that the thing that you're involving them in is that vision. So that's kind of when I think about the words. What does it then end up looking like in action? You know, a visionary leader can take many shapes and forms, and we'll look more at this today, but it's, you know, it isn't just something that shows up in corporate boardrooms. It is something that shows up in homes. It's something that shows up in our local communities, at the farmers market. It shows up in, you know, businesses that are really small and organizations that are really large. It also shows up in companies of one. So a solopreneur can still be a visionary leader. What's really happening is that that visionary leader, no matter what the position is, no matter where they find themselves situated, the environment that they're in, they are able to paint a clear picture for what their vision is and communicate that effectively with those around them, such that it catalyzes them towards that vision. So that is what's happening when you've got visionary leadership. And you know, I think from an organizational standpoint, we've got lots of examples that we take in the news, whether it's, you know, political figures or business leaders, community activists. You know, I think about, you know, when my daughter came home and was talking about Harriet Tubman from a class she had taken at, you know, when she was 4 years old. She wasn't using the language visionary leadership, but she was getting that, gosh, Harriet Tubman or Martin Luther King Jr., that, you know, these were people she was learning about who had this amazing leadership ability. So you can think about leaders like that we hear about, and there are plenty more. But it doesn't just happen for those who obtain, you know, famous status where everybody knows about them. It really does happen on that small scale. And if you stop and reflect for a moment on the people you interact with in your, you know, your daily, weekly routines, think about who it is who is answering for you, where they're headed, where, and what's your position in that, and whether that's motivating you to make sure that you are approaching the routine with your family differently, or how you're thinking about motivating your team at work, or how you're working on your own. You know, those are the people who are motivating you to think about that, where you're headed, and that you are then taking action to move towards it. Those are the visionary leaders in your life. So why does this matter? It matters because we don't operate in silos. Even when we think, oh, isn't it so wonderful? I left that big organization. I'm now running my own thing. I'm operating as a freelancer. It's so great not to have that same kind of demand on my time. Even when we find ourselves in those situations, the reality is we don't walk through this world alone. So whether you are a single person who has no family in your life, no friends that you're seeing on a regular basis, even you are going to the grocery store, you're going to the bank, you're interacting in the world. And whatever those interactions are, for you to take the thing that you want and amplify it out into the world, you're going to require connecting with others. There's not a way to avoid that. And so in that sense, you know, it matters because we can't really get to what we want without being able to bring others along with us. So that's why it matters. Now, what happens when visionary leadership is missing? So I want you to imagine a time when you felt like, gosh, I just don't feel like I'm clear on, you know, how this person or this organization wants me to show up. Like, what's my role? What's my purpose in this? Really, it can sometimes be that you don't know where you're headed. Sometimes it can be there's a very clear direction of where you're headed, but you don't see your role or your part in it. Or you may find, gosh, there's a very clear direction that someone's painting for where we're headed, but it's completely unrealistic. Like, this isn't, you know, that might be because you think this isn't really who we are as an organization or as a family, or, you know, it just doesn't fit. You might also be thinking this person is totally out of touch with reality. Like, that's a fine idea and all, but here are 10 reasons why that can't happen. So visionary leadership is able to address not just the kind of future sense of where you're headed, but also how it connects with what's happening right now and how it connects with where you're coming from. And if you're missing those things, it really falls flat and people disengage, whether it's you yourself disengaging or those around you who are disengaging. So that's what happens when it's missing. So it's definitely a cautionary tale. And the other thing I would say is that, you know, visionary leadership comes in all shapes and sizes, and we have to recognize that. I had a client who was talking once about, you know, I need to be a visionary leader, but visionary leaders are those people who are waving their hands around wildly, like standing in front of the room, gesticulating. And what I would say is, yeah, that is that a visionary leader can do that. And that's just one version, because visionary leadership is not leadership style. You know, leadership style is how we show up in the way that we are interacting and working in the world. But visionary leadership is really the thing that we are bringing into the way that we show up. It's the substance that sits behind it. And for visionary leadership to really work, it has to be authentic. And when we talk about how you can cultivate your own visionary leadership, I'll get more into this. But what I want you to realize here is that, just as I talked about in the podcast episode on executive presence, with visionary leadership, the thing that matters most is when you are cultivating it for yourself is that it is of you. And if it is not natural for you to be standing in front of a room gesticulating your hands around wildly, then that's not how visionary leadership is going to show up on you. And yet, I think the thing, as somebody who does gesticulate her hands wildly and and owns it fully, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't bother me, but the thing that you want to realize is a visionary leader is tapped into a deep emotion. They care about what the vision is that they are communicating. And so for some people, when they care about something, they're going to be waving their hands as I'm doing right now. You know, the gestures are going to be big. They're really filling up that space, and that's authentic to them. And there are other people who have this quiet way of communicating. There aren't the big gestures. Oftentimes there might be a soft voice. And what you notice is with those kind of visionary leaders that everybody is leaning in because they're just trying to hear that whisper of what that vision is. But the power and the connection to it are certainly there. It just shows up differently. So it does come in all shapes and sizes. All leadership styles can work. And I also want to say, because this is a common misperception, visionary leadership is not equivalent to being a great manager or being a great people person. And I think a great example of this is Steve Jobs, somebody who I expect everyone listening to the podcast has heard of. So when Steve Jobs was running Apple, he was famous for his product strategy and the kind of innovation that he was bringing to the business. He was infamous for how he treated people. Now, whether or not he was a great manager is not something we're going to get into and debate on the show today. But what I do want to just say here is Steve Jobs was a visionary leader, even though he has this cloud of questionable management strategies. So, you know, again, comes in all shapes and sizes. Being a visionary leader doesn't mean that you have all the other things down that you could have as a leader. And it is an important skill to develop no matter what kind of role you're in as you move through your life. Because like I said, we don't operate as single lone wolves all the time, never connecting to others. And so being able to have that visioning and bring people along with you is key. Okay, so that's really kind of context setting I wanted to share with you. So let's get into how you can cultivate your own visionary leadership. So a few things I want to say here. To start, visionary leadership isn't just about the future. So I think about when you are cultivating your own visionary leadership, you want to really think about what you've learned from the past, what's true in the here and now, and then also where are you headed, that future stance. So as you are thinking through your own vision or even observing it in others, you're always going to want to look to make sure that you are tapping into not just the future state, but also the reality of the present and the truth and the story from the past. So how are you tapping into that wisdom? How does that connect with what's true right now? And then therefore, how does that bring you into that direction of where you're going? You have the capacity to be a visionary leader, and the place that I would have you start is to connect to your own vision first. Do not underestimate how powerful vision can be for motivating action. Naming what you want, whether on a personal level or an organizational level, will set the guidepost for where you're going. It should be something that gets you super excited, whether you're wildly gesticulating your hands or holding them peacefully, together, doesn't matter, but you should be excited. And that's, to me, that's a yardstick to measure. Am I there on the vision first? If it's getting you jazzed such that you're kind of bursting with the desire to start sharing it with others, then you know you're there. If you feel lukewarm, probably not there. And a few other things, then I want to give you a personal example on this. If you're feeling stuck on connecting to your own vision, try something totally new. So get out of your typical routine. So you're not going to find a meaningful vision typically by sitting in front of a computer screen. Oftentimes it can come when you're moving. So whether that's running or hiking or walking or yoga, whatever you like to do, movement can be really powerful for literally moving the way we're thinking about something and allow us to tap into a new vision. So if you're feeling stuck, getting up and moving can be good, or even just doing something we've never done before. Try a new class, go to a new place, like shake up the literal perspective that you're seeing and see what comes when you step into a new context. Also, when you're looking for vision, find the details. You know, when you are like, oh, here it is, I'm seeing that vision for myself, go deeper, see more of what you're trying to tap into. And let me pop in my own example here. I remember when I, before I launched Point Road Studios, so I was still working in sales and marketing, and I had this really lovely manager, and we sat down for a performance review, and I had prepared some of my own thoughts around where I saw myself going in order to help kind of guide the conversation. Of course, I wanted this person's perspective on where he saw me going and fitting into the organization, and I wanted to have my own vision for where I saw myself going. And I knew that this was the kind of person who could also help me on that path. Well, when I shared that there were kind of two ways I could see things going, one, like here's how I could continue progressing within the organization. And then there was and here's how I could see myself progressing outside of the organization. And the thing that I shared at that point in time was that I've always wanted to start my own business. And when I shared that I always wanted to start my own business with this person, he dismissed it and said, "That's great and all, Sharon, but you're the kind of person who, you're like me. It's a great idea, but like you have all this other running room in this other area that we just talked about, i.e. here, or even within another organization, like similar kind of role." And so he really dismissed pretty quickly the idea that I would go off and run my own business. Now, what I'll say here is that when I described the vision I had for myself of how I could grow within the organization or within an organization in the kind of roles that I was in and where I saw myself going, I had a lot of detail and a lot of specificity, frankly, because I was immersed in it and I had really spent the time. I could see the path of where I could go. The way that I described running my own business was really just what I just said to you. I've always had this idea that I could run my own business. What is that business? What's the contribution I'm making with that business? what kind of a leader am I in that business? Like all, anything that might give any more detail, like where is that business located? What is that business's name? What's the, you know, there was no detail around that. And what I found is that for me, moving into this vision of actually now running, you know, nearly 6 years later, a business myself, is that I had the details, and when I didn't have the details, how could I have expected this person I was talking to make a leap or see what kind of role he could play in supporting me and moving to that, or see how he could help me think about the power of my existing role to setting me up to run a business one day. And there, he couldn't have helped me on that because I wasn't giving him any real details to connect to. I was lacking the visionary leadership there to bring him along with me. So that's why making sure that you sit in the details and that you yourself feel really excited. Don't, you know, visionary leadership doesn't happen when we talk about the theoretical. It's when we make the future feel like the present. That's when visionary leadership is really at its best. So as you connect to your own vision first, the last thing I want to say is that remember that vision is always evolving, just like you are. So don't get caught up in, well, like, but is this vision perfect? But, you know, maybe I'll set that vision after I finish up this class, or maybe I'll set that vision after this thing. No, set the vision now, connect to the vision now, and then just adapt it, because there's never going to be a point in time when you don't need to adapt your vision. So connect to your own vision first. Okay, so that's where you're going to start as you move into your wonderful capacity to be a visionary leader. The second thing I want to tell you is, and you'll see how these things are connecting to where I kind of set things up today, ground your vision that you create in the present reality. So you really want to think about what is true for me right now, or what is true for this organization right now. Usually there, if you are thinking in an organizational context, no matter the size, you're kind of balancing this both what is true for me personally, because you can never take yourself out of what you're doing. So wouldn't that be lovely sometimes if we could? But since we can't take ourselves out of the work that we're doing, you want to connect both for yourself, what's true in the present reality, and then if you're in an organizational context, what's true for the organization. The reason this is so important is because if you are missing a connection to the present, you will come across to those that you're talking to completely disconnected from reality. So I can remember, and this is from a wonderful person who led an arm of an organization I was in, and she had a very clear direction for where this part of the organization was going. And we heard the same phrases, the same words. I mean, it's like a drumbeat of like, then this is what it is, and then this, and then this. And every time we got together, the future sense of where we were headed was very clear. But the way that this leader talked about the present felt so untrue to at least me and a number of other people that I knew in the organization. Because the way that this person saw the results and the outcomes and talked about them felt like it really was dismissing very true fact-based parts of what was happening in our experience. And therefore, it seemed as though she was completely disconnected from reality. Therefore, we couldn't connect with the vision of where she said we were going, even though there was clearly excitement and enthusiasm and specificity to the vision, because we couldn't tap into how that connected with what was true now. It made it feel unattainable and out of reality to connect to this future sense either. So it's really important that you get clear about what the present reality is on all levels. You know, you want to think about what are the facts and true truths to what's happening in the current reality. What's the gap between where you are today and where you see yourself going? What are some of the things that might hold you back? And also, what are some of the things that might propel you forward? So you really want to be thinking through all of those pieces as you tap into your own visionary leadership, because both being able to paint the picture of where you're going, as we just talked about, connecting to your own vision, and then connecting to how that fits in with today, really critical. You won't be surprised. Where do we go next? Step three is integrate that vision that you have into a story. So now you are connecting that, where are we headed, not just with the present, but also with the past. And you all know this is something that I'm really passionate about if you've listened to the podcast before, but we cannot move into a future that doesn't connect with how we tell the story of where we're coming from. And the cool thing is that we can revise, rewrite how we look at the past. And sometimes we need to do that in order to be able to get to where we want to go. And that's just fine. But if we don't look at the past and we don't see where we've been coming from and connect it to where we're going, we may also lose people who think, like I'll pick on myself again with having talked to this manager about wanting to launch my own business. There was, this person knew me in the context only of the work I was doing inside this organization, had no sense of, and there were entrepreneurial pieces of that, but was I talking about those? Was that really the way that I was positioning myself? I think I was viewed as a team player, as a consensus builder, but all of those are very much in service and community to the team that I'm with. There was no sense of what's the entrepreneurial spirit I've had. How did that, where am I coming from? Both as a person, I can think back to things in my childhood and in the first jobs that I had that were all very entrepreneurial, even though they weren't my own businesses, but that's not the way I was talking about myself. So how could I expect this other person to see me that way as well? So you got to make sure that once you connect to that vision and you ground it in the present reality, that then you're integrating that vision into a story that feels coherent. Okay. Step four then is to get out of your own way. So here's the thing. We are often the biggest barrier to our own success. Our own mindsets or emotional states can frequently hold us back, but usually we aren't aware of that. So how do you counter this? You've got to cultivate self-awareness. You can't take action on something that you don't see. So get in the habit of seeing what is true for you right now. You can do that through simply asking yourself, what am I noticing? And I like to ask myself specifically, what am I noticing without judgment? That might be something you ask at the end of a set meeting every day, or at the end of your day, at the start of your day, but find a way to start noticing without judgment. It can also be really useful to write down what you're noticing. So in whatever form journaling looks like for you, it doesn't have to be a leather-bound notebook and a pen. It could be using Evernote on your phone, whatever, but to get in the habit of journaling to create self-awareness. You can also find somebody who you trust as a friend, a colleague, who will share with you their perspective, a manager, you can get that self-awareness from seeing from somebody else's perspective too. But cultivate self-awareness. Also, identify what you need to amplify your vision. That gets you into a different kind of specificity than simply looking at, well, what is the vision? It's a different question to ask yourself, well, what do I need to amplify this vision? So that's another helpful way that you can get out of your own way. And then finally, I would say, always sit in that learner's mindset. Always be learning. The moment that you start saying, I got this, nothing else for me to do, then you've stopped growing. And things, I'm telling you, it's like the crack in the china, like things are starting to crumble when you are stepping out of that learner's mindset. So those are ways that I think can be really helpful to get out of your own way. For me, I'll say a huge moment of moving from this kind of ideation and almost like just the seed of, well, I could imagine myself someday running a business, into really moving into a space of being able to run my own business, was recognizing, and this happened through the process of learning to become a coach, because they didn't advertise this at Georgetown when I went through the program, that in order to learn how to coach other people, you'd have to go through huge transformation yourself. But turns out you do. And the key thing that I noticed about myself was that, and I I was in a mindset of needing positive feedback from other people. And I could see reasons why this was when in my childhood and my early adult life, I'd had a series of yeses. You know, I want to go to this school, get a yes. I want to do, you know, have this program, I get a yes. I'm on the sports team and I get the award that I'm wanting to get. You know, it was a series of yeses, and that was wonderful and felt great. And, you know, that wasn't that there weren't shortfalls or things that didn't happen ever in my life. Of course they did. But on the things that really mattered, that were kind of setting me in the direction I saw myself going, it was, you know, the gates always opened. And then when I went through this experience, and I talk about this in the very first episode of the podcast, when I went through the experience of not getting into English PhD programs, and it was like, but the whole path and direction that I'm on and where I've seen myself coming from is all culminating in like this next step of needing to get an English PhD. And then, you know, one rejection letter after another rejection letter after a, like, literally, I can't do this thing that I have been planning, setting myself up for and wanting to do. And that from that moment is when I went into really, I mean, I'd had just two years out of college at that point. So I moved into really creating a career from that standpoint of having failed like miserably and feeling really terrible about it. As a result, unknowingly, and this is where going through this process of coaching and kind of being coached by someone and coaching myself in this process, that I remember it was in a moment where I was coaching myself that I realized, wait, since that moment in time, I have been in a mindset of needing positive feedback from other people. And what I realized was that that need for positive feedback from other people was going to make it impossible for me to set out and run a business on my own. Because as long as someone was willing to tell me I was doing a good job, which in the organizational setting that I was in, or even tell me I'm not doing a good job, but like I was in that cycle of getting feedback from somebody else on a regular basis, if I was needing that, I was never going to be able to go out and do something on my own. And so getting out of my own way meant first seeing that there's the self-awareness, then realizing and learning that, well, the thing that's going to counter that is if I can be positive feedback for myself. Now, so I had that insight and it rang really true, and my gut and my heart and my intuition, everything told me that, okay, now I need to be positive feedback for myself. And then came the work of, okay, how do I do that? So really getting out of your own way. It's not like, great, I'm going to get out of my own way. Let me just move over here to the little to the left or a little to the right. It takes real work to understand what that looks like. And it's totally possible. And it starts with being able to see it, making sure you're asking for help, identifying what you need, and then staying in that growth mindset. You will find a path forward if you're sitting in those stances. Okay, then finally, the last thing I'm going to say about how you can cultivate leadership, visionary leadership on your own is that, you know, as you are tapping into your own vision and grounding it in reality and setting it along a storyline and getting out of your own way, then comes the critical piece of, oh yeah, you've got to find a way to communicate that vision to others. Because if you have all the other things and not a way to communicate it, what you have is vision, not visionary leadership. Because remember, leadership is how we now connect with those around us. So finding a way to communicate that vision to others means bringing a voice to the vision that you have, literally speaking out to share with others where you see them joining you on this path. And remember that you have a unique voice. You know, back to my friend who thought that visionary leadership was going to be these wildly gesticulating hands. It might be, and it might not. You have to see what is your voice. What is your leadership style? What feels right to you for how you communicate your vision to others? And that's like that work and that way of being, that's what's going to bring other people along with you. Just to recap, the things you're going to do as you are working towards becoming a visionary leader yourself, remember, it's not just about the future. You got to tap into that past, present, and future stance. You're going to connect to your own vision first. Ground that vision in the present reality, integrate that vision into story, then get on out of your own way and finally find a way to communicate that vision to others. And that's the path. That's the cycle you're in, always evolving and learning as you go. So that is what I wanted to share with you all today. A big thank you to everyone for listening in to today's show. Before closing, I wanted to give you a quick sharing on how we can stay connected beyond the podcast, give a few shout outs, and share a sneak peek into next week's podcast episode. For show notes with all the links, tools, books, resources referenced today, head over to pointroadstudios.com. While you're there, look for that subscribe button to sign up for the newsletter so you can stay up to date on the podcast and interviews we've got upcoming, all the content aimed at spreading the Design Yourself spirit, including the details around the courses that I have coming up. And as always, if you like what you heard on today's show, please do help me spread the word. Head over to Apple Music to subscribe to the show and leave a written review. This makes a big impact in getting the show in front of new listeners. And let other people know about the show. And if you do that on a social media platform, please tag me. I love hearing about what people are up to. Coming up next week, you are going to meet the lovely Joanna Andrea. She is an enchanting healer who mixes up equal parts powerful business lady with kind of magical modern day, spirit. She's just has this lovely energy about her. This is definitely an episode you won't want to miss. I'm really excited to share that with you next week. And a big thank you to Colin Phillips for his skilled audio engineering and interlude music each week, to John Flannery for his cover art design, to the Dismemberment Plan for the show's intro and outro music from one of my personal anthems, Following Through. And of course, finally, and not leastly, to all of you. I really appreciate you all tuning in and listening. And I am wishing you each a most beautiful week. And until next time, remember, there is nothing stopping you. So go on ahead and get after whatever it is that you really want.